The Bishop of Auckland, the Most Reverend John Paterson, began the service on a most poignant note.
The bell that rang as the service began is the ship's bell from HMNZS Endeavour, on which Sir Ed travelled to Antarctica in 1956. That expedition to establish Scott Base was but one in the life of this amazing adventurer.
New Zealand has farewelled its most famous citizen, Sir Edmund Hillary, the man who conquered the world's highest mountain, Everest, and both North and South Poles. But he is renowned by most of his countrymen for his humility and modesty.
And his quietness about going about and fundraising and not standing up and grandstanding about what he did, he just went on quietly and did it.
He was a very humble person. A knighthood didn't make any difference to him at all. He just was one of us, and we respect him for all that he's done and all that he's done for the people of Nepal as well too.
He was a mountain of a man. He was a mountain of a man.
Been part of our lives all right through, and very sad to have Sir Edmund go, but he's done a lot for New Zealand, done a lot for humanity. His memory will carry on for a very long time, I'm sure.
Speaking at the service, his son, Peter Hillary, recalled Sir Edmund's response to being called humble.
I do look back fondly on one particular television interview that occurred quite a few years ago here in New Zealand. It was about Dad's life, the extraordinary things he had done. And the interviewer finished off the interview by saying, "Sir Edmund, you really are a very modest man." To which my father replied, "I've got a great deal to be modest about."
His deeds were far from modest. Norbu Tenzing Norgay, the son of Sir Edmund's Nepalese climbing partner on Everest, Tenzing Norgay, recalled how he felt when he first realised the scale of the men's achievements.
I still remember when I was young and first hearing the story of how my father and Sir Ed had climbed Everest. I was enthralled. Everest is indelibly linked to our two families. I believe there could not have been two better people to be the first on Everest than Sir Ed and my father. But it was their lives after Everest that was most meaningful to them both.
Another friend of Sir Edmund, Nepalese Aung Rita Sherpa, spoke of his country's love for the great New Zealander.
I and my colleagues from Nepal have come to New Zealand to pay our last tribute to Sir Edmund Hillary and share this moment of sadness with Lady June Hillary, family members, and the people of New Zealand. Sir Edmund Hillary, whom we Sherpas call Barasaya, a man with a big heart, is our true guardian and our second father. And his loss for us is bigger and heavier than Mount Everest. Without him, our lives would never have been like what we are today.
But more than anything, it was a day to respect Sir Edmund Hillary, the family man. His daughter, Sarah, spoke of their adventurous upbringing.
Ed also loved to dream up trips for the family. And although our mother loved them as well, she sometimes had to be the practical voice and suggest that adjustments might be necessary as school had to be attended and funding was perhaps an issue. However, this seldom had much impact on his enthusiasm.
His son Peter summed up their shared family time.
He never thought he was the greatest parent in the world. But you know, that shared time, that shared adventure, was one of the most incredible gifts you could give to anyone. And he gave it to his family and to his friends. I sort of think of it as the Hillary shared adventure approach. And of course, you know, if you don't do it now, it's possible you could suddenly lose the opportunity.
Not wanting to end up like so many of his climbing colleagues and friends, the ashes of Sir Edmund Hillary will not be scattered on a mountain. As per his wishes, Sir Edmund Hillary's ashes will be scattered on the sea.